There aren't that many places where smokers can still find a haven, but there is Indonesia. It's among the few countries in Asia that have not signed the World Health Organization's treaty on tobacco control. And while many countries have seen smoking rates go down in recent years, Indonesia's seem to be going up. Rebecca Henschke reports from Jakarta.
Abe plays a guitar on a crowded bus in central Jakarta. He then moves down the bus asking for money. He makes around $2 a day. Half of that he spends on cigarettes.
I don't earn very much. It's only when I have a good day that I can eat. First the money goes on cigarettes, then on rent, and then on food.
17-year-old Rintu earns even less, around 50 cents a day working in a garbage yard. But he also spends more than half of it on cigarettes.
Smoking is everything to boys like me. Cigarettes make me forget about my stress. Smoking is better than a girlfriend. Smoking is everything. It keeps me from feeling bored.
And according to surveys, Indonesian smokers are getting younger. Imam Padsojo is a sociologist from the University of Indonesia and an anti-tobacco activist.
Now it's getting into like 5 to 9, 3% of Indonesian, you know, age 5 to 9 already become a smoker. So this is an outrage.
A small street-side stall sells cigarettes. You can get a packet for less than $1, and individual ones for a few cents. There's a small health warning on the packet. It says smoking causes cancer and lung disease. Last month, there was a massive billboard here advertising cigarettes, featuring the face of Kelly Clarkson. The former American Idol winner invited fans to her concert in Jakarta. The logo of her sponsor, LA Lights, was splashed in huge type above her head. Tobacco advertising has been strictly limited for years in the US and many other countries. But in Indonesia, sociologist Imam Pasojo says tobacco companies have virtually free rein.
They're sponsoring sport event, cultural event, even educational event. Many schools built by or sponsored by tobacco industry. The money become one of the largest lobbyist weapon, you know. So that's why they can go to the political party, even go to the president.
2 years ago, Parliament rejected a proposed bill that would have tightened controls on cigarette advertising and sales. Some government officials have expressed concerns that cutting tobacco consumption might slow the economy. Indonesia's tobacco industry employs millions. It's the world's fifth largest cigarette-producing market. And taxes from cigarettes account for about 10 to 30% of government revenue. But the anti-smoking lobby is starting to be heard. Protests by foreign anti-tobacco groups forced the tobacco company to pull its promotion of Kelly Clarkson's concert in Jakarta last month. And locally, there are some attempts to change the culture. I've come to one of the big hospitals in central Jakarta. Just a few months ago, this became a smoke-free area. There's now a huge sign that hangs out the front that reads, "No smoking." But right under the sign is a man puffing away on a cigarette. For The World, this is Rebecca Henschke in Jakarta.